What's going on, man?
In the morning, Aaron. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, you kind of, I mean, like a young Nuge, you know? You could pass for it. You ever beat him for Halloween?
No, I never did before, but now that you mentioned it, it's a good idea. Absolutely.
And we are recording this. I am going to take it off and put it on an external drive right away. Last time we didn't get that done, and a secret government agent came in and deleted the file. No joke.
Yep. It wouldn't surprise me at all in one day. No.
I got to tell you, Tom McGreevy, in all seriousness, issue 1010, powerful issue, man. The story on the FBI and the comparison of it to the Gestapo, I thought was very eye-opening. And then your wife, do you keep security around her? Because I have, like, some of the things she brings up and talks about and writes about, I'd be worried that, you know, you'd have G-men kicking in the door.
It's funny you say that. I had a friend of mine, a local illustrator, talk about our cartoon that we published, and he said he would think about doing a cartoon prep, and he thought about doing a cartoon about that John Whitehead piece he mentioned from the Rutherford Institute about the FBI and comparing them to the Gestapo. And he said, gosh, if I did a cartoon about that, they'd probably come after you. And I laughed and I said, George, I said, we've already printed it in print. I mean, just because we illustrate it doesn't make it any different. We're saying the same thing. And he goes, oh, I never thought about it that way. So, we're trying to, you know, we've been doing our own research since 1993 here at the River Cities Reader. And you are talking about the issue number 1010. That's on the stands now, the June 2023 issue. And I wish we would had different things to write about, frankly, but we live in an era where it's just the rules for thee and the rules for me are supreme right now in our democracy, which should be an actual republic, is the challenge we face, Aaron, as you know.
Absolutely. And your wife really goes into that in her story, Rule of Law and Its Breaches Reflect the Nation's People. So, And I love how, she doesn't care what side you're on. You know what I mean? She just puts it out there. So this caught my eye right out of the gate. Second paragraph. No single, and it says, well, I don't care if you love or loathe Biden or Trump or any of the other deficient two-party choices for president over the past three decades. No single individual can be blamed for the erosion of our constitutional republic. Like, that's just kind of a cold, hard smack in the face, man. But a good one, an eye-opening one, is how I mean it.
That's how I wake up every day.
Literally or figuratively?
It's fun around our house, I tell you. It's definitely lively. It's never boring, that's for sure.
Well, nobody wants a boring wife, Tom McGreevy, or a boring husband. No. And so I'm sure your guys is... I can just imagine how heated some of your conversations get, especially if you have a glass of wine or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we beat up a lot of information, and her article is pretty sweeping, and we break it up with subheaders and different topics. You know, we cover the Missouri and Louisiana versus U.S. government lawsuit about big tech suppressing and censoring speech with government. I don't know if many people might even know that that's happening, but the Missouri and Louisiana attorney generals filed lawsuits against the Biden administration for colluding with Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube and so forth to censor speech of millions of Americans. I mean, have you ever heard of the organization called CISA?
No.
Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, was formed under President Trump, by the way. CISA has gone so far as to take the extreme steps as designating people's thoughts posted on social media as critical cognitive infrastructure to be regulated for purposes of national security. That's the stretches that this Leviathan has gone to inside those 10 square miles of D.C., which I call the District of Criminals. So,
that's creepy as all get out. That's creepy as hell.
It is. And there's, you know, other stuff in there about the Durham report. We talk about that here. I think she makes a very, very interesting point about the Durham report, writing that those who loathe Trump will not read the entire Durham report because they want to maintain a devotion to Trump's guilt, requiring plausible deniability about the guilt of Clinton and company, the DNC, FBI, and the rest of the Politico path that participated in specific criminal conduct uncovered in the report. Conversely, those that love Trump won't read it because they don't need any more convincing that he is innocent. Therefore, they'll never know the true gravitas of what prevailed in this scandal. Both rationales are derelictions of civic duty.
Well, I got a question for you. Remember, so all of this went down, and we had 250 FBI agents resign instead of being investigated, but you never heard about it again.
I recall that now. Yeah, there's a lot to keep up with. You do a good job of it, Aaron. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I got Gary. So, I mean, he's like the information crutch of the world. Like, if I didn't have Gary, I'd be like, what happened? What? I don't even know what day it is most of the time, Tom McGreevy. So, and that's the truth. I'm not, my brain is like a cluttered office, which is what I also have as an office, a cluttered office. So it's hard for me to, you know, but Gary, luckily, not like that, and he keeps track of stuff. Like some of the other stuff that she highlights in this story. Well, number one, and we all know this, the Smith-Mund Modernization Act of 2013 that repealed the Smith-Mund Act of 1948 that had strictly prohibited the propagandizing of Americans by media and government. They repealed that in 2013, and ever since then, social media, it's bonkers, man. And you don't know what's real, you don't know what's true, you don't know what's lies, but eventually things usually start to worm out, and this Hunter Biden laptop, because remember we brought this up last time that we were going to talk about this, some of the stuff's starting to come out of it. And it's funny to me that, you know, so many of the news networks won't even touch it, they don't want to talk about it, blah, blah, blah. But obviously there's something to it, and now you're starting to hear numbers, the guy, the whistleblower that approached Chuck Grassley and said, hey, there's an FBI interview that talks about all the details of this from the inside, from the company, one of the leaders of the company, from a trusted informant of over 15 years or something like that. You guys need to look at this. And they did, but the media still isn't. And it's mind-boggling, you know, the amount of BS flowing around that, what'd you call it? D.C.? District of Criminals? Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. But like I said, 250 FBI agents just quit because instead of being investigated, but no one ever talked about it again, and obviously no one's investigating it.
Yeah. The powers that be rely on the short-term memory of Americans. They can put their head in the sand and, you know, ignore. They'd be in the media, and, you know, the next crisis will come along, and, you know, it could be, you know, I mean, there's distractions everywhere. I mean, this is what the top-down authoritarian, you know, this goes back decades. They rely on all of us being distracted by, and we are distracted by things that happen in our own towns. I heard you talking earlier about what's going on in San Francisco. I mean, just the travesty of decline happening there. I mean, it borne out by, you know, a $500 million default on a shopping mall. I mean, that's, whoa, wow, huh. I wonder how the ESG scores are going to work for that company anymore, you know?
Right. Well, so
ESG score.
Please explain what that is so people know.
ESG is your environmental social governance score. That is your, this is the new model that people, that lenders and purveyors of capital are starting to use as a measure of whether or not you should get funding, whether you should get a loan.
Right.
And it's going to trickle all the way down to your own personal. Gosh, I saw you did a like on a Facebook post, Aaron, that really it's not approved, and subsequently you're not going to be able to use your credit cards for the next 12 hours.
You know, right.
That's the kind of the tethering that's being planned right now.
That's creepy, man. That's why I'm not on Facebook or any other social media. But, yeah, it's basically corporations, how closely they'll adhere and follow the current narrative of how we're supposed to act.
Yes. And I do want to point out, as we sit here and we criticize, you know, sworn law enforcement officers, mainly the FBI in this article that we talked about at the beginning, you know, we have written many times about how it is super important for the populace where you live to know your local law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do a great job of connecting. I mean, as much as we miss Sheriff Booker's, you know, soothing bedside manner, you've got some guests coming on this week, and I've been listening to that. And I found that really cool that you spread it out to other law enforcement officers in the region. And those are the people that we need to bond with. We need to be closer to, you know, and so that when these things happen from the top down, national, you know, come to roost where we live, we have our own law enforcement officers to protect our own rights here locally. So
absolutely, and I feel great about where we're at in Whiteside County, Rock Island County. I don't know a lot of although Clinton County Sheriff Greenwald's a really good guy, you know, all that kind of stuff. But But yeah, the fact that there's even a score to keep track of how closely you'll, you know, buy in on what they're telling you, how you're supposed to act, blah, blah, blah. But that company doesn't care, because when it comes down to it, they're still supposed to make money. And they can't make any money because nobody's going there because they're scared of San Francisco because it's turning into a hellhole.
Yeah. Is it unintended or intended consequences is the question. And, I mean, it's one thing to loosen up the to decriminalize certain acts. You know, I'm for that. But it's when you enable those acts further, you know, like, hey, here, come get free drugs, you know, come to our town. I mean, that doesn't help things at all. So that's a whole nother, I mean, anyway, I'm glad we live where we live too, Aaron. Compared to what's going on out there. I will say I did take note of the fishing derby coming up, and I didn't know that in Illinois there's a hiatus on having to have a fishing license this weekend.
Yep, 2 weekends a year.
Wow. I mean, that speaks volumes to me. I mean, if you think about it for a minute, I guess it's okay to fish those 2 weekends a year, but the rest of the year, you're a criminal if you don't have a license to throw a line in the water. I just find that hilarious, actually.
Yeah. Gary, do you have a comment?
Yeah.
Watch out. Gary's got something brewing in his in his brain. I can see it.
As far as knowing your local police,
yes,
we can't just depend on them for everything because there's too few of them. There was a headline last week that I sent to Aaron. A group of fathers in one neighborhood banded together, and at a certain time of night, they're out watching
night watch.
What the kids are doing.
Yeah.
And things have quieted down.
Yeah.
That's called self-determination.
Yeah. City of Fort Worth has a program, and they've had it for years. It's called Code Blue, Citizens on Patrol. I worked that for 13 years.
There's also a Police Academy movie called that, Citizens on Patrol.
Yep.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Well, it's a little different.
Yeah.
But it was proven over the years that us patrolling on certain nights and holidays reduced crime because they knew we were watching.
Yeah.
In fact, before I got off the system, they captured a guy on a night he normally wasn't out. And they asked him, why are you out on this night? He says, because Code Blue was out on this night.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
It works, though.
Yeah.
You know,
and
people know.
We had cities from around the world coming to look at the program.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, demographically, you're right, Gary. We are going to have a shortage of people to fulfill these law enforcement jobs. It's really kind of scary, actually, and you throw in the planned demolition, you know, charge of defund the police, and you have even a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So I concur that, you know, Americans are going to have to actually start looking out for themselves more. And you know, there's something to be said for that.
Well,
now,
then
it's not all doom and gloom in the River City's Reader, though, everybody.
No.
You know, the cover is about the summer. We have over 1,000 activities going on in the Quad Cities that we publicize. You know, I was just looking through our calendar this morning. And it's kind of funny, we've got everything from the cactus exhibit at the Quad City Botanical Center playing at the Mercado on 5th, you know, that's in this month's edition of listing. There's everything from, you know, what's going on for the art exhibits, concerts, literary arts, theater, dance, comedy, museums, festivals, lectures, things for kids, things for seniors. And we love our partnership with WQUD to promote the live local music and our live local music listings. So
it's a comprehensive calendar, man. You guys do a hell of a job with this. And like I said, I like reading it because it gets my brain going, you know, in a different way than I'm usually worried about this or worried about that, or I got to run a kid here or run a kid there. You give me something to think about when I drive, you know?
That's good. Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
No, it's just, that's what it is, and I think we all need that. You know what I mean? Stop and take a look around once in a while.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We try to prompt the gray matter a little bit with the River City's Reader, and what I say to potential advertisers is, if you want to reach people who are literate and read, you might want to think about our publication. You know?
Yeah. No, absolutely true. Absolutely true. You guys can check them out at rcreader.com or pick up an issue at over 300 locations in the Quad Cities. It's issue 1010 And you can catch Todd McGreevy on the Partio at the Edge in his Ted Nugent cover band, Stranglehold. Is that Friday night?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I got to mess with you a little bit.
Yeah. I'll probably be at the Stomp Box three-year anniversary, though, actually. That's a good event coming up this weekend. There's an article by your own Lauren Thatcher in this issue and online about that event, which she talks about the mix of Stomp Box technology for music with fine craft beers. So it's a really interesting article. He's a great writer.
That's quite a twist. Yes, he is. He's actually from a book. He's not even a real person. He's a character, I mean, for real. If you, he's something else. And actually, check his show out tonight, Freewheeling, at 10 o'clock. Gary, do you have something to close with?
Yeah. Talk about government overreaction on stuff. Let's take, they have paperwork you have to turn in now to get a service, certain services. And when I questioned my federal official, why all this paperwork? To prove who we are. You sure know where we are when you want money for taxes. And he says, well, there's a lot of identity theft. And I fired back. And whose fault is that?
Oh, Gary with the zinger. I love it.
Everybody and their brother have our Social Security number.
Yeah.
So what do you expect?
Yeah. I'm with you, buddy.
But it's our fault.
See, you even fired Gary up, McGreevy. Great job. I love
it.
Get the brain moving.
You don't want to get me started on Social Security numbers. That's another episode.
All right. Well, hey, let's save it for next time.
Yeah.
We'll be talking to Tom McGreevy from River City's Reader next month. We do every month about the latest issue and whatever else we're thinking about. So always a pleasure to have you, man. Okay, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to save it. I'm going to put an external drive and I'm going to put it in the safe.
Yeah.
And hopefully it doesn't go missing. Yes.
Yeah.
And we will get it to you as soon as Katie gets here. You bet, buddy. Thanks, Tom.
Have a great week.
All right, you too, man.
Yep.
See you.
Bye-bye.